broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for May 30th in the year of our Lord, 2017. The goal is to promote God, family, and country and to protect life, liberty, and property. That's how we roll in the traditions of our founding fathers. Welcome to the broadcast. Kurt Crosby's with me. Hello, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Sad to say, there's a lot of cases we follow in the news that are like multi-part stories. It's like sagas in the news. And every time we find out that it's really the insiders against the rest of us. A lot of people believe it's under the fault lines of men and women divide, or, you know, liberal-conservative divide, or Democrat-Republican divide, or but we're finding more and more and more, really, it's the insiders against the rest of us. That's really the way it ends up being. Those who want to destroy the republic, those who want to call it a democracy, those who want to keep their insider status against the rest of us, really is what it comes down to. And this latest battle is no different. The saga continues. We keep up on the details because it's important. Judge Roy Moore, one of our great friends, stood on the Ten Commandments. Got shut down big time back in the day, stood his ground, literally got fired, came back in the news, became a judge again by the will of the people. Well, then they shut him down there as well, but the fight continues. Kurt's got the latest chapter in this saga where the insiders, even in the Republican Party, are against the rest of us. GOP goes to war with Roy Moore over Senate seat rights Greg Karumbos, Kurt.
Yeah, and the thing that you have to remember is, you know, when the headline reads GOP goes to war with Roy Moore, what would really be more correct, in my opinion, is one of the GOP's parties or the insiders, whatever
faction, sure.
Yeah, you know, but anyway. You got the big boys, you know, the big moneyed folks, not the, you know, normal everyday folks who line up and say, hey, man, that Republican Party got a great platform. You know, I'm behind all that. These are the guys that are, you know, the, like the leaders of the House and the leaders of the Senate, you know, like Ryan and McConnell and, you know, McCain and so many others like that. But anyway, they're all lining up behind the guy's name is Senator Luther Strange. And it's, you know, really strange how this is working out. But they've got a special election to finish what's called the U.S. Senate term of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. And it's the nation's best known state judge. Who says he's ready to battle big GOP dollars in the primary and defend the Constitution in Washington. Now, you can see why they're pulling out all the stops. That's Judge Roy Moore, Sam. And here's what Judge Roy Moore said. He said, I think I can take the values of this state and my particular qualifications to the Senate to help us get this country back to what it should be. Now, that is good to hear. At least in my opinion. And then he goes on to say, he said, I have had a lot of study in the Constitution of the United States. I understand its meaning, and I understand how far away we've drifted from that document. Underlying all of this is virtue and morality, which comes from God. And we're trying to deny that God upon which our morality is founded. Man, I'll tell you what, you just couldn't You couldn't agree more with that. I guess he's, you know, they remind us that Judge Roy Moore is most famous for twice being elected Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court and effectively removed twice as well.
Now, let's stop there, Kurt, though, and say this, and this is interesting. They want to run around and call us a democracy, which I reject.
Yep.
But the people willed Judge Roy Moore to be there twice, but the government insiders kicked him out both times. Make sure we highlight who's doing what, shall we?
And that's part of the whole drain the swamp thing, Sam, at least, you know, in each state or whatever. By the way, Judge Roy Moore, they say, is 70 years old. You know, he went on to say, it's not just what I say, it's what I have done. He says, I have stood for the principles of this state and the people of this state. I've stood against the federal government in a legal manner. And by the way, he finds himself in a crowded field. I guess six Republicans are officially in the field, in addition to Judge Moore and Senator Strange. There's a few more recognizable names, they say. They say Judge Roy Moore has a 10-point lead over Strange in a poll conducted, you know, recently.
Yeah, now what's interesting, though, is basically Roy Moore highlights how they're basically putting the big guns together with plenty of cash from the insider RNC to shut down Roy Moore's bid, right, Kurt?
Yeah. They've come out with an initial payment of $2.6 million in advertising on behalf of this Luther Strange guy, the insider's choice. That's a pretty good chunk of change. Judge Moore, Roy Moore, finds it a bit odd that the National Republican Senatorial
Committee... He should say a bit strange, Kurt.
Yeah, very good. Is all in for a man appointed to the Senate just 3 months ago. He was appointed by the former governor, and the law provided that an election should be held forthwith. So treating him as an incumbent isn't exactly what they should be doing. Oh.
Yeah, but Kurt, how can they win if they don't bend the rules to their insider favor?
Yeah, that's
okay, you
exactly
basically create
right.
an incumbent, you then put $2.6 million into opposing Roy Moore. You know, if we're not careful, we'll lose this thing. And this is what I'm talking about when I said, you know, yesterday we talked about these election fraud scenarios. When you create incumbents and then you go ahead and put a bunch of money in there and then, you know, you use the insider status, should the Republican National Committee be choosing their favorites and funding them with big dollars against, you know, the people's will have already elected Roy Moore twice. The insiders kicked him out twice. Now the insiders are making sure he doesn't get in the third time, right?
Well, they're trying to. You know, Judge Roy Moore went on to say this about it. He says, they didn't do it about anyone else but me. He's talking about this National Republican Senatorial Committee thing where they put the $2.6 million in. He says, they did it after I announced that I was in the race. They restricted consultants. They imposed large amounts of money for Senator Strange. They did it because I'm in the race, and they know that I will not follow the agenda of anyone else. I'll do what I believe is right under the Constitution and in the sight of the people of this state.
And by the way, you know, it's rare for me just to clearly support somebody, but I would say that, you know what? Judge Roy Moore has earned his stars or stripes, whatever you want to call it. He's basically proven that he can stand for God, family, and country. He's proven that he can protect life, liberty, and property. And he drills into exactly the battle that he got kicked out this last time for. I maintain that he's legally still correct, Kurt.
Well, yeah, I agree. And he went on to say this. He thinks the NRSC is wasting its money. He says, trying to control the people of Alabama just doesn't work, and it's futile to do so. They know better than to be controlled by people in Washington, D.C. They see me as an outsider. I recognize I'm not an insider to Washington, D.C. Well, good point.
Well, and he even breaks down why he's right on this you know, gay marriage thing and whatever else. He talks about how they ruled in a completely different district than his. They've never ruled in his, and it doesn't apply to him or the state of Alabama. I mean, he explains it legally as well.
Yeah, yeah. You know, here's a guy who, hey, you know, I mean, after he's does a good stint in the Senate and hopefully gets America, you know, righted, hey, he'd be a great Supreme Court justice. But anyway,
and I think just, that Donald ought to just say, we don't have time for you to be in the Senate, my friend. We're going to put you on the court right now.
Yeah,
that's personally where I think that Judge Roy Moore ought to go.
Man, we could use so a much need for there, a guy huh? like him. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
All right, when we come back, we'll finish up on this Roy Moore piece, but the inside Republicans in the RNC are attacking Roy Moore relentlessly. They have done so for, what, well over a couple of decades now, Kurt? Yep. I guess well over a decade at least.
Yeah.
And he stands strong, and he keeps coming back, and we need more Americans just like him that believe in God, family, and country, and that'll protect life, liberty, and property. That's why you got to help fund LibertyRoundTable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, and LibertyNewsDaily.com today. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundTable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundTable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, LibertyRoundTable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Sam and Kurt live, always hard-hitting news at your fingertips. All right, so while they're battling Roy Moore, anything else on this story, Kurt? Roy Moore really coming out. We need to support this guy, Kurt. All I'm telling you right now is if we get another senator like that, you know, I know we always say, well, man, if the Republicans just had more. And, yeah, like as in Roy, you mean? Okay.
Yeah, good point.
I agree, but don't they always say we just need more of us? We just need... And, you know, on one hand, it's kind of hypocritical because whenever we give the Republicans more, they seem to never get it done still. But what you got to understand is it's the insiders versus the rest of us. And Roy Moore would be another guy in the Republican Party that would not go along with the insider plan. I'm convinced. And so, you know what? I rarely believe Republicans need more. But in this case, they really do need more. And I don't mean more as in their greater numbers, because more insiders don't help. But in this case, Roy Moore does help, Kurt. And that ought to be one of the great campaign slogans. You know, Republicans always say we need more to accomplish their goals. Boy, in this case, is it true.
Yep. Amen to that. Yeah.
Any other tidbits from this piece? It's a great article.
It is. World of Daily does their, giving you a whole bunch of quotes right from Judge Moore. And, that's good stuff, Sam.
Yeah, and Greg Carambos, by the way.
I got to ask yourself a simple question. Yeah, there's a good author. Ask yourself a simple question. Did you hear Rush Limbaugh talking about it?
No.
Have you heard Sean Hannity? Have you heard Glenn Beck?
No, because if they do, Sean Hannity will run into a buzzsaw like he did with the Seth Rich case. He's not going to talk about Roy Moore.
But then that's why I bring it up, to simply say, hey, you know, are they really part of the solution, or are they just, you know, kind of pawns in the
Amen.
You know,
and that's why the new media needs to take center stage. And that's why we need your support at LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, and LibertyNewsDaily.com. We need your support in every way, including financial. But one of the things to understand is Greg Karambos, who writes for WND.com in this case, Kurt, he's the news director of Radio America. Did you know that?
Isn't Radio America affiliated with WorldNet Daily?
I don't know how that ownership all works. I'd have to dig into that to find out. But I know that a lot of the people that are involved in Radio America seem to write or are involved in WND.com. That's for sure.
Yep. Good work.
Anyway, we need to see if they can carry Liberty Roundtable live, Kurt.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. That would be good.
Anyway, so we need less of, you know, what the mainstream press will say is we need less of those talk show hosts talking about Roy, as in case of Moore. We need less. That's how they'll roll. And that's the problem. That's why these big boys won't talk about it, Kurt, because they'll be, you know, out on their air.
Yeah, good point, Sam. And, you know,
I wonder if Bill O'Reilly, now that he's out, if he's going to start talking about it, Kurt.
You know, he's been strangely quiet, hasn't he?
Uh-huh.
I think he's had his money and, you know, headed off to the sunset. You know, at least I haven't heard much from him. At all.
All right. Well, hey, let me just explain to you. We've been focusing on the Freedom Coalition quite a bit. TheFreedomCoalition.com to learn more and get involved. Our goal is to free innocents in prison. So there's a gentleman who is an Amish gentleman, and he made a salve out of chickweed. And that salve was to kind of help heal people's skin and stuff like that. His name is Sam Girard. And they literally said, you can't make this chickweed salve, and they threw him in jail. He tried to comply with their demands. And, you know, the bottom line is, unless you quit selling your salve entirely, you'll never comply. But anyway, he did his best. Now they've really got him in jail, and his hearing's coming up soon, thefreedomcoalition.com. That, and talk about an innocent man in prison. Nevertheless, it all depends on where the money comes from. So you can do the weirdest things on the planet. But if you're not into the money and not into the government-controlled pharmaceutical companies, you're just not going to succeed with your ideas in the medical field, Kurt. And that's kind of what we see here.
Well, yeah, and I was looking up chickweed, by the way, Sam. You know, just, I mean, I wanted to find out more about this, because I really don't know that much about it. But, you know, when you put in chickweed salve into Google, you get... that it's offered on Etsy, it's offered on eBay, it's, you know, you've got old-time chickweed, touchy skin salve, chickweed salve, chickweed salve, wound salve, chickweed, how to make chickweed salve.
Well, they'll be going after
herbs.
Those people after Sam Girard gets taken down and shut down entirely, Kurt.
I guess so, but, you know, I mean, you look here and you think, well, what's the big deal? And what it really is, what it really boils down to, at least in my opinion, is you get a government bureaucrat who takes that power that, you know, they've been unlawfully, you know, that they've unlawfully taken,
at least
in my opinion, because of the separation of powers in the Constitution. The legislative, executive, and judicial have so many times been combined into one thing, and that's why they're unconstitutional, because those are supposed to remain
separate. That's one of the reasons. The other reason is they have no authority, but hey.
Well, yeah.
But your point's well taken, and this chickweed example is critical. TheFreedomCoalition.com to talk about, in contrast, in my opinion, to this next headline, Kurt.
Well, this headline has to do, it's from USA Today, by the way, and the headline reads, "Does parasitic worm spit contain the key to healing?" And I guess...
And the answer is, I mean, if they can regulate it and control it and license it and create patents around it and put it into the big pharma, you know, realm, then, hey, that's probably going to work just fine. If it was someone like you and I that put together a worm spit solution, they'd say, uh-uh. And this is where Donald talks about this over-regulation is going on, Kurt, on the campaign trail. Donald was absolutely right. But in Sam Girard's case, thefreedomcoalition.com, that's also where Donald should be creating a presidential commission to help us figure this out and stop these regulatory abuses. But Donald seems to be big-time absent in the battle. He talked big, but now he's nowhere to be found, my friend.
Yeah, in this story from USA Today about the worm spit, they had a team of scientists from Australia down there, their Institute of Tropical Health and Medicine. They discovered this molecule called granulin, and they found it in the saliva of a parasitic liver fluke. Sounds like a fluke to me, but in Southeast Asia, that can supercharge healing. They hope more testing will produce an advanced healing cream for patients. They say this deal can bolster the healing process for diabetics, the elderly, and smokers with lingering wounds.
Now, isn't this interesting, though, this that a parasitic or parasitic government would use parasitic worm spit to go ahead and heal you, Kurt?
Yeah, the team came across this molecule and its power while they were attempting to create a vaccine for a liver cancer caused
now,
by the worm.
That's why you get in this deal. You know, you got the big government funding vaccine research. Then they, you know, stumble across this parasitic worm spit, and they're like, "Hey, this is," and what they're going to do is regulate and control it and turn it into a very patented, very expensive, you know, reality. Never mind, it came from God's creations and ought to be free in the first place. But, hey, if they can control it, then they're all in. If they can't, then they're going to attack it. That's where we see this parasitic government out of control, Kurt.
Well, that's a great point, Sam. And they say this molecule, these researchers say, is one of a family of protein growth factors involved with cell proliferation. By the way, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or as one of our some of our friends called it, the Centers for Domination Control, and they say people, cats, and dogs can ingest the worms by eating undercooked fish. Most cases, the CDC said, don't show any symptoms, but an infection could lead to diarrhea, abdominal pain, or constipation. The liver fluke... often they say it's found in Thailand and Laos. So there you have that story, Sam.
And what do you think it all means then? Are they just going to go ahead and regulate it and charge a ton for it and make it viable?
That's what the goal would be for the big pharmaceutical companies.
So chickweed out, my parasitic worm spit in.
Well, and so many other real solutions that we know about, you know, are poo-pooed, if you will. Maybe that's a bad word here. But anyway, and not used or not looked at as real solutions when they're available. We know about them.
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds on your favorite talk station. You have the Monday blues? Hang tight.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. It's been over 3 years since the Veterans Affairs Administration was allowing veterans to die from lack of medical treatment and then covering that up. To date, little's been done to effectively address those problems, and now more evidence is being uncovered to show the situation is worse than initially reported. For example, a review of one VA hospital in Los Angeles shows at least 225 veterans died while awaiting treatment. 117 of them died while awaiting medical consultation. Many say this is just the tip of the iceberg. Linwood Michael Kane, son of U.S. Senator Tim Kane from Virginia, is charged with, quote, fleeing police on foot, concealing his identity, and obstructing the legal process. Those are misdemeanors. At an anti-Trump rally, Kane was part of a mask group dressed in black that entered the Minnesota State Capitol. The group threw a smoke bomb and then ran to a nearby place and, quote, tried to change their appearance by doing things such as taking off the clothing, putting on other jackets and different hats. It took three officers and some chemical spray to subdue the group. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Audio Compass is the perfect software solution for remote broadcasting. Consider Audio Compass for sporting events, talk show hosts, sound bites from the field, and more. Allow Audio Compass to transfer low-delay, crystal-clear audio over the Internet. AudioCompass.com.
There is a place you can go to get up to speed quickly on all the stories that matter to freedom-loving people. GovernAmerica.com features news and commentary about Agenda 21, technocracy, the economy, border violence, and more. Go to GovernAmerica.com. That's GovernAmerica.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Now, the narrative has been the more you, like, drink alcohol, the better things are. Now, just make sure you understand when to say when, okay? But they have had research study after research study after research study telling you that, you know what, hey, people who drink a little bit of alcohol, a little bit of wine in the evenings or whatever, are so much better off. They're just healthy. It, you know, fixes their blood vessels. And I mean, it really helps the, you know, but know when to say when has always been kind of their alcohol promotion. And it's no small reality check to say that government drives a bunch of money from taxes and regulations. You know, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, you know, when you have alcohol and tobacco sales going on, government profits handsomely from that. So they've had all these very favorable studies with regards to alcohol. Now, this study, I'm surprised it even hit the wire, Kurt, just because it goes against that kind of narrative they've been painting, right?
Well, that's exactly right, Sam. It's a USA Today piece. Mary Bowerman and Sean Rossman write this. The headline reads, "One small drink a day increases breast cancer risk, study shows." You know, they say... even one small alcoholic beverage a day, consuming 10 grams of alcohol a day or about the size of a small glass of wine or beer, can increase breast cancer risk by 5% in premenopausal women and 9% in postmenopausal women. That's according to the report by the American Institute for Cancer Research. By the way, those guys have been working on curing cancer for a long time, and I don't know that it's getting done. Then the World Cancer Research Fund is also in on it.
It'll never get done as long as there's that kind of money and making sure that it doesn't get done, Gary.
That's too bad, but that's the way it looks to me. They say alcohol is a known carcinogen. Translation, something that causes cancer.
Now, let me stop you there. Why do they keep rolling out all these studies knowing that alcohol is a known carcinogen? that say, oh, a little bit of alcohol is great for you. You know, you should drink a drink a day. Women that do this are thinner, more sexy, better. And then government, you know, why does government drive a bunch of funding and tax dollars from a and not only that, it's not only just a normal tax, it's like a special increased tax. You know, whether they call it an entertainment tax or whatever the case may be. Government drives plenty of money from this carcinogen too, right, Kurt?
Yep, they do. And, you know, they're some of the biggest sellers of it. They either get the money from selling it directly or they get the money from the taxes.
Both.
And yeah, that's right. The study's lead author, Ann McTiernan, said the outcome that just a small amount of alcohol increases breast cancer risk was surprising. She went on to say some other...
How is it surprising when we know it's a carcinogen, Kurt?
I know, it just doesn't make sense. She went on to say some other individual studies had suggested that that risk only started with 2 drinks per day or more. But she said this meta-analysis, where we combined results from many large cohort studies, was definitive. Then they quote somebody named McTiernan. Oh, that's the same lady. And said she told CBS the study isn't meant to discourage women from drinking at all, but to remind them to stick to the government's diet.
Although if it's a known carcinogen, we should be discouraging women from drinking at all, shouldn't we, Kurt?
Well, I mean,
why would we not want
like
to discourage,
it,
you know, the intake of carcinogens?
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, they say that it's to remind them to stick to the government's dietary guidelines and consume no more than 1 drink a day on average. We're not saying anything other than small amounts do increase the risk for breast cancer. But there's good news, they said. Researchers also discovered a more vigorous exercise routine is proven to lower your risk of breast cancer by 17%, and that's in premenopausal women, and 10% in postmenopausal women. The study found vigorous activity further lowers breast cancer risk compared to moderate exercise.
So are they going to recommend getting drunk and exercising, Kurt?
I doubt they're going to talk about telling you to exercise, Sam, because, you know, that doesn't... Who makes money on that? You know what I mean?
So I got the next question then. Well, the gyms make money on that, plenty. But
yeah.
All I'm telling you is, why don't they say don't drink alcohol and exercise? What would that do for a percentage?
That'd get these guys less advertisers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it also makes sure that, you know, the cancer-fighting groups might not have as much cancer to deal with, Kurt.
And that's big money, Sam. It's sad to say, but, you know, the government's got involved in doing the war on cancer, et cetera. And anytime we have a war on something, we get more of it. But anyway, yeah, that's what's going on.
Hey, Kurt, you got the Monday blues?
Well,
the headline,
you know,
says, blame Sunday night if you do. USA Today has the piece.
Oh.
The guy's name is, or lady's name, what's her name? Ashley May writes the piece. And they say, you know, Kurt, if you're going to binge on Netflix, you know, most people do this like Sunday night. They say Sunday is the worst night of the week for those with sleep trouble. That's according to a recent study. They had a survey, Kurt, of 4,279 Americans and Britons conducted by pollsters. That's, what's this group called? It's called YouGov Meditation App. And they say 46% of people had the worst trouble sleeping Sunday night compared to other days of the week. Many people go to bed later on Friday and Saturday nights. Then they sleep in later on Saturday and Sunday morning, setting them up for a Sunday night trouble. Insomnia specialists say when they go to bed on Sunday night, they're just not tired because they've adjusted their sleeping hours. And then when they can't sleep, they start to think about why they're not sleeping, and then it makes it worse. And, well, they say sleep deprivation can cause all kinds of problems. Weight gain, memory loss, sickness, depression, even poor vision. They say 7 hours or less asleep per night can also throw off your hormones, Kurt. And another study coming out the same week shows that the lack of sleep can actually make people less attractive, causing those of them those around them to avoid interaction. Maybe there's something to the term, quote, beauty sleep after all, USA Today writes. For those struggling with sleep, they say you ought to have a regular wake-up time, Kurt, even on weekends. In other words, be consistent here. Maybe this idea early to bed, early to rise would make sense. I think that's Ben Franklin that I had that idea. And then they say, Kurt, you know what you need to do? Limit alcohol.
Oh.
Yeah? They say, what happens if you don't sleep for 24 hours, Kurt? You're basically drunk. Now, I don't agree with that, meaning that I think it might have some of the same similar effects, but I'd rather go 24 hours without sleep than I would to get drunk. But they even say, believe it or not, Kurt, if you can't sleep, call this hotline for bizarre sleep-inducing sounds. You know what I mean? What do you think of that?
So you're supposed to call a hotline to listen to sleep-inducing sounds.
Yes, sir. That's their recommendation.
Yeah. I can give you a lot of good recommendations on that. There are good things that you can listen to, you can study, you can read, and, get yourself in a calm, quiet place, get comfortable, Those are a lot of the suggestions I would
make. I'd recommend turning off lights and stuff like that, too.
Yeah, you would.
It'd be a good recommendation for folks, In other words, set the whatever you want to do, Kurt, you need to set the expectations of your body to do it. Pavlov's dog scenario taught us a lot about that. When you do certain things, your body expects certain things, When you walk in and you smell something good, you start to salivate. Or when you sit down at the dinner table, you expect to eat. When you turn on the lights and get up, you expect to be awake. When you turn off the lights and lay down, your body can be trained that, hey, that's sleep time. Trevor wants to chime in from Utah. Hi, Trevor.
Hey, wanted to call in today and remind everybody that there is a battle for your soul going. And late at night on Sunday, you might want to really be careful what you're doing, because Satan wants to make it so the Holy Ghost can't be with you.
Trevor's spot on that.
You really got to watch out, folks, what you're watching on that television, what you're watching on your phone.
Hold on, got a heartbreak. Stay there, Trevor.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Kevin, or Trevor was making some points from Utah. Trevor was saying, you know what, staying up late Sunday night, Satan certainly wants to get you derailed and get you out of tune with the Holy Ghost and the guidance from the Holy Spirit. Trevor?
Yep, I'm
Go ahead, sir.
You know, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We are his people, but he still requires us to be pure in heart, to be clean, to have his spirit come into us. And when we look upon women, the lust after them, the pornography, our prophet in our day has come out strongly against pornography. And brothers and sisters, please strive to kick that out of your life. And wanted to get on here and say that. And the Holy Ghost can do more for you folks than pretty much anything out there, you know. And get aboard, let's get the unity going, communication, Godspeed you, Sam and Kurt.
Thanks, Trevor. Spot on. Couldn't have said it better myself. Kurt, you want to respond to that? We've taught that a lot of times on the radio that, you know what, obeying the commandments of God and getting the Spirit to know what we should be doing to figure out our role in the great restoration of America, the great restoration of family, God, family, country, life, liberty, property. The great solutions are all found in the following the Prince of Peace and receiving the Holy Spirit as our guide. Trevor's spot on. And there's, you know, a lot of people say, well, Sam, I'm not as religious as you are or whatever. I don't care. I'm just telling you, there's no better answers than that, Kurt. And we find that preaching the word of, you know, Jesus Christ and focusing on him, and the Savior and his mission and the Christian principles, that does more for the salvation and safety and protection of men and to reduce the size and scope of abusive government than anything bar none. And so we really need to hammer that home. And Trevor, spot on. Go ahead, sir.
Well, yeah, and, you know, some people say, well, you know, why are you doing all this religion stuff? Well, look at the Declaration of Independence, ladies and gentlemen. This is basically the, you know, one of our key founding documents. It says, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent, you know, and it goes on to, you know, I mean, it mentions it over and over, like here's in the next little part. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator, capital C, we're talking about God, with certain unalienable rights. You know, you just go right on down the list, and these are the key things that are the foundational for Americans, a good society. And yet there are many insiders, etc., the king men type that want to basically abolish and take those things out so that, we just flounder without a real rudder, Sam. So that's why we mentioned it, ladies and gentlemen. It's you can't have a good society without that. It's just not possible.
You got that right. Anyway, Trevor's spot on. We appreciate him. We appreciate your points on this, Kurt. We really need to work together. By the way, on this sleep issue, have a case of the Mondays, or, you know, Monday blues, blame Sunday night, USA Today. What happens if you don't sleep for 24 hours? They say you're basically drunk. All right, well, they also say government school. Well, they don't say government. All right, they say school should start later to prevent accidents and depressions, scientists say as well. I find that a fascinating little tidbit, Kurt. I think the government school should never start. Then, you know, there'd be a whole lot less depression.
Yeah, a lot more family time and, you know, that kind of thing.
Heard
people
that.
Would have the money that they are, you know, have it pulled away from them. They'd have the money to invest in their own education or the education of those they see that need the help, you know. I mean, just imagine that kind of way to do charity.
Amen to that. All right, you remember the climate change battle or the environmentalist battle or the tree hugger battle, or you call it a gazillion different things. They used to call it Agenda 2021, where it was a violation of your property, and then they'd back into climate change. And it really is this idea that government somehow has to protect us from ourselves. And without government laying out, and, you know, instead of the American people turning to God and saying God gave us the earth and asked us to tend it and take care of it, and so we have an environmental responsibility based on God's laws, it's really government needs to, you know, depopulate the planet and do all these different things. Well, we see the latest chapter in that. And climate change is one of the big pushes they've had. They talked about global warming. They talked about global cooling. They talk about, you know, El Nino or La Nina, and they, you know, they throw all this stuff out there. Now, what's fascinating is they always change the labels. Whenever we get on them and find out something, sustainable development was a term they used for a long time. We beat them up and told the truth to where they realize the American people are starting to get, and leaders are starting to understand that, hey, they really want to control property and back into this government controls everything. And so people are starting to reject a lot of these labels, sustainable development, Agenda 21, whatever. They had to change Agenda 21 to Agenda 2030. Then Donald came along, and Donald blew up the narrative because he didn't support the global warming lies. He said, that's bogus. It isn't true. The research is not solid. A lot of scientists came out in defense of it because that's where their funding comes from. And they were really against the Donald on this. But we get another headline that really relates to this, Kurt, that's fascinating to see as we continue to work on this and continue to expose their fraud and their lies and their manipulations. They make it sound like, oh, we want to help you plan. It's a local plan. And then you dig in and you find out, no, it's a state or a federal or an international plan. But it's just kind of a, you know, they go in there and make you believe it's local, and they build consensus and they do all these things. We've exposed all that to the point where now they're on the run. And headline now says, under Trump, government tries to not be explicit about climate change. And Andrew Follett writes the piece, Kurt, and it says this: government agencies and nonprofits taking taxpayer cash are now de-emphasizing global warming programs to avoid Donald Trump's ire. The names of offices, programs, and terms are changed so that they can keep the cash and deliver their agenda under the radar. They want to have an effort where they keep their jobs and keep their funding. And the way they're going about it is the way they've always done, Kurt, which is to change the names, change the program, kind of ride under the radar. So you're going to hear a lot less about the term global warming or climate change, but you're going to hear a lot more about whatever new term they come up with, or a whole lot less about anything as they try to completely ride under the radar and press their global warming agenda, their climate change agenda, their continued Agenda 2030 efforts. They're going to change the names, they're going to go underground, and they're going to push it. That's the latest on that, Kurt. So beware of that happening. Thought I'd bring that to your attention. Last article before the end of the hour. Are you addicted to your phone, Kurt? Here's how you can tell.
All right.
See this?
No, not that I remember.
Well, they have a big old headline, here's how you can tell, Kurt. And they say that if you check your phone all the time, that's one of the greatest ways to tell. Are you continually disrupted with phone checks? Knocker?
Well, I was just checking my phone, Sam.
Good point. See, Kurt's hardcore.
I guess it's a USA Today piece, but there's a lot that the phone does. Occasionally somebody asks me what time it is or what the temperature is, and so I find myself in the past when I was growing up, I never looked at my phone to see what time it was unless we had to call for the time and temperature. Now, you know, it's just your watch too. And it'll even tell you the temperature, you know, what the weather's going to be like. So, you know, it's kind of tried to take over, well, the place of many other things, hasn't it, Sam?
Yes, and you can expect more and more of it as people, you know, bring to your attention. I don't know so much that it's an addiction, of course, Kurt, but when you blend your wallet and your watch and your, you know, you start to bring information to people that they depend on, is it really addiction? I think the folks used to be addicted to their horse. You know, they say a man without a horse ain't even a real man back in the day, right? So yeah, I bring it up just to say that at what point does it become addictive versus what point? And I think if you start to, when you're with people, Kurt, and you can't just be with the people and focus, you're derailed by your phone all the time. Or when you're in the middle of a conversation, and you just break off the conversation because you're on your phone. Or when people talk to you and you can't really pay attention to respond because you're on your phone. Those are the times where I say it becomes addictive as opposed to a tool. As when it starts to merge, this phone becomes more important than the people around you. And it's very disrespectful to be on your phone all the time when you're with people. And there's restaurants even catering to this idea that leave your phone at the door so that you can focus on people around you. And we need to be very careful to realize there's times to use your phone and times not to. And if you're continually being interrupted in the times not to, you know you got a problem. If you're using it as a tool, it can be valuable indeed. And that's the line that I would draw, is make sure that when you're in a venue that you're not checking your phone. It can wait till after. If you're driving, it's not the time for your phone. It can wait till you stop. If you're in a speech or a meeting or a concert or an event or a dinner with somebody, if you're spending time with people, it's time to focus on those people and not be always, you know, tied up on your phone. You know you got a problem when there's three people in a room and they're all on their phones and they're not communicating with each other at all. Then you kind of go, what? Strange stuff. So beware and just make sure that you learn to balance things and not constantly get interrupted. That's one of the telltale signs. If you're constantly interrupted, you got a problem. Focus on what you're doing. LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. This nation shall endure.